News, I'm Ben Thomas. With the election a week away, Kamala Harris is reinforcing her campaign's closing argument. Sagar Meghani on what she said.
Harris says Donald Trump has spent a decade trying to divide Americans and keep them afraid of each other.
That is who he is.
Standing on the ellipse near the White House, where Trump fomented the Capitol riot nearly 4 years ago.
I am here tonight to say that is not who we are.
Before a massive crowd spilling under the Washington Monument, Harris argued Trump's only in it for himself, while she's ready to work for all Americans from both parties as a new generation of leader.
I pledge to seek common ground and common sense solutions to make your life better.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Earlier in the day, Trump offered his view.
She's running on a campaign of demoralization and really a campaign of destruction. But really, perhaps more than anything else, it's a campaign of hate.
Trump ally Steve Bannon's been released from prison after serving 4 months for contempt of Congress. Economic News, the Conference Board says its consumer confidence index has jumped this month. Job openings fell in September to their lowest level since January 2021, while the number of Americans quitting fell below 3.1 million, a sign more are losing confidence in their ability to find a better job. Tech stocks boosted the NASDAQ to a record high close. And Julie Walker reports jaywalking's now legal in New York City.
The Legal Aid Society says decriminalizing jaywalking in New York City is long overdue and eradicates a mechanism that the New York City Police Department has for decades employed as a pretext to stop, question, and frisk New Yorkers, especially those from communities of color. Julie Walker, New York.
This is AP News. As Halloween approaches, tourists can visit a home with a gruesome past. Ed Donahue has the story.
Fall River, Massachusetts is known as the hometown of Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie Borden took an axe. She gave her mother 40 whacks. When she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41.
There was a double murder in 1892. Borden's father and stepmother were brutally killed with an axe. People can tour the Borden home. It's even a bed and breakfast. Richard Sheridan is a tour guide.
I firmly believe they imprinted on the house, and I think it's what you would call a haunting.
There have been movies made about it. Lizzie Borden was tried and acquitted of the murders, despite the strong evidence against her. The case is officially unsolved.
I believe Lizzie did this.
Demand for tours of Lizzie Borden House increase around this time of year. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Stop the podcast!
Stop the podcast!
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids, some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I always on television watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.